You're listening to WMPQ The Light 95.9. This is God at Work. I'm Jan Markowitz. Thank you for joining me today. And today we're going to be talking with Kevin Miller, and he is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Habitat for Humanity, Central Ohio, and Restore. And Courtney Brown, she's the Family Partnership Director. So thank you both for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, yeah.
Very excited to hear some God stories about how God has been working through Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely.
So I'll let you start first.
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to talk about how God is working at Habitat for Humanity. I mean, every single day we're working with volunteers. We are experiencing the generosity of the financial donors and supporters. And our mission statement at Habitat for Humanity East Central Ohio is to put God's love into action by bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope. So really, this is the common thread that just weaves through the whole thing. You know, whether we're talking about the Ministry of Home Building and Renovation that Habitat for Humanity does, or we're talking about Restore and how that it plays a part in building up this community. So I'm going to invite Courtney to talk about some family stories, but I just got to tell you, that thread of God working in Habitat, it's not hard to identify, and it's easy to celebrate every single day. And I think that the people who partner with Habitat feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And so it's a beautiful thing. So,
yeah. What we say at Habitat often is preach the gospel at all times, use words when necessary. And I believe that type of ministry is what we embody. It's less about telling you about the gospel, more letting you feel the love of God and the peace of God and the forgiveness that God gives. And we're a second chance ministry. Many families who come to us have had some issues in the past. Maybe it's been credit issues or just have made some mistakes, and that's who we partner with. So just even the moment that they get an opportunity to reach home ownership when it probably was taken away years prior, maybe because of a poor decision, is when God is working. And working with families, I see it all the time. How people come out to help them who don't know them, or will take time out of their work day to come out and build a house. And families will sit with me and say, they don't know me, and I don't know what I can do to repay them. And what we say is just be a great homeowner because they've invested in you. And that's what God does. He doesn't ask for a ton of information. He just says, I'm going to do what I know is right. And I think his people are doing that all over East Central Ohio. And it's amazing to watch.
And I think, too, the common thread that I see in all of this is that everybody who's involved, it's like God instills in them a sense of gratitude. I mean, whether we're talking about the families, they feel a sense of gratitude because they've got an opportunity to build something for themselves, and they've got people helping them do it.
Right.
The people who volunteer are filled with a sense of gratitude because they get to go out and put their hand to something that at the end of the day creates a very tangible result. I mean, there's a house where there wasn't a house, or, you know, there's drywall where there wasn't drywall, all sorts of things. And the folks who donate financially or at Restore, they're filled with gratitude as well, because they know that their investment is, like I said, with those who volunteer, is making a tangible difference. And I think that there aren't a lot of things that you can invest in like that and see such a tangible, beautiful result at the end. We talk all the time at Habitat about helping families achieve a sense of strength, stability, and self-reliance for themselves. Those at first seem intangible, but when you talk about providing that, those senses of strength, stability, and self-reliance through a tangible item like a decent, affordable home, that becomes the tangible part to this intangible sense of pride and ownership that they can have for the rest of their lives.
And the scripture that comes to mind to me is about not just being hearers of the word, but being doers
right,
of the word.
Exactly. Yes.
And this is what you're doing. You're being a doer of the word. You're putting your faith into action and reaching out and helping others. And people are seeing this, and they're seeing as they work with you together on these homes. Because I had an opportunity to help with the Habitat for Humanity home. It's been a few years ago, but still was able to do that. And you're bonding with them and building relationships and having opportunities to share your faith. So can you tell us a story of maybe somebody whose life had been changed because of that?
Absolutely. So about a year ago, we received a call from a local high school. And this young man, he was in ROTC, had a neighbor whose house burned down. And for whatever reason, this couple lapsed on their insurance. And so they lost everything, absolutely everything, that their animals, their clothes, their pictures, everything. And this young man was just compelled to help them and said, we have to, as a community, come together to get this family back on their feet. It's hard to build a house. That's a lot of money to raise. Mm-hmm. And so after a few months, they realized this is going to be a little more difficult than we anticipated, but we still have this heart for this family. And so they came to Habitat. And we were able to meet with this elderly couple. They had owned their house outright. This is where they raised their children. And they just had a story. And so we met with them. They qualified for our program. They had the ability to pay. Of course, they had a need for housing. Mm-hmm. And then they had the willingness to partner. And they came out. And they came out every week to build their new house on the property in which they had their old house. And the labor was provided by these young people. Mm-hmm. So you have the support from the schools. You have that community. You have this couple who probably felt like, you know, there's no hope for us. And often we'd hear the husband or the father, he would say, it was my fault that this house burnt down. I don't know what I can do for anybody to thank them for what giving me another chance. Mm-hmm. And last September, they bought their house. And now they're living in a house that was better than the house they had before, back on their property. They lived in a one-bedroom apartment for a year. And they actually committed to building this house. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And these young people stepping up to the plate, that's when God is just bringing pieces together. Mm-hmm. The fact that this young man couldn't get this couple out of his head, and then that we would have an organization that could provide the platform for this house to be built. Very special dedication. And really, the wife was very ill at the beginning of this process. And you know, seeing her at the beginning, she would come in with a walker and kind of have heavy, big clothes on her and just didn't feel well. And by the end, vibrant, you know, it's like life had been brought back to her. And just we asked her, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get in your house? And she said, praise the Lord. Oh, and great. It's like, well, then that's our goal. And we've done it. So that is a specific story that comes to my mind. And you can see life in people and you can see when hope has been gone. And then you can see when hope has been restored. And that is what's happening across the board for all these families. But her physically, it was on her. She didn't walk with the walker. She had different clothes. She had a new haircut. And it's just, you know, she's feeling life again. And so that's amazing.
And with the husband, with the father here in this story, you know, I think the thing that I saw most that God did in his life and in his heart was replace that sense of guilt with a sense of freedom and excitement about the future. Yes. And that's another one of those intangible things that you see God doing. Mm-hmm. And it happened in him. You know, when he would come in, he'd talk about, you know, I feel like this is my responsibility, my fault. And he talked about that guilt often. But then at the end of the process, he's only talking about his gratitude. And I go back again to everybody who's a part of this thing called Habitat is just filled with a complete sense of gratitude.
And I think of, you know, scripture always comes to my mind, but, you know, about if you have a lack of vision, you would perish and no hope. And you are giving these people a vision and something, and you're putting hope back in them. And I see God working in that way. And like you said, making a woman healthier even.
Yeah.
So, you
it's
know,
true. I mean, the hope factor, you know, the word that you said there kind of sparked something in me. I mean, because you said you're giving them hope, but you know what? These families are taking this opportunity to do this for themselves. You know, they have to take that first step, and they have to kind of pursue that hope for themselves. So yeah, Habitat is a good avenue for that and for building that as a group of people in a community. But I think the real beautiful part of this for families, that strength, stability, and self-reliance comes because they take ownership and responsibility for getting that back, you know, for themselves. And
gives them
I think
some
that's
self-respect.
A huge victory.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the phrase, they've got skin in the game. You know, is right. a phrase that you might hear sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
And as you're talking, I also can hear clearly how God is working through people who are just donating their money. Maybe, everybody can donate their time, maybe mm-hmm. for health reasons, whatever the circumstances, but just by donating money to help out, how God is right. using that and multiplying that money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, many times we've seen people. It is really amazing. You know, as we put the vision forth, God is already making provision mm-hmm. for it. And so, as you know, humans, we don't know. We're just throwing it out there. You know, we'd love to do this house. We'd love to build here. And you wouldn't believe that just in the comfort of our own meeting, we're saying this. And then a week later, someone comes to us and says, you know, I just have felt compelled to give to this organization. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the amount we needed to start a project. And it sounds funny, but it's true.
No, that's the way God works.
Yeah, it's how he works, and he's already sending the people. And one thing that I've been taught in ministry is don't get in the way of people and their blessings. You know, God mm-hmm. is sometimes compelling people to give a seed, and you mm-hmm. don't know what they need in their lives, and God is pushing them to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, saying we don't, you know, you're sure you want to give that much? Or, you know, no, these people have something in their hearts that is asking, that's God is requiring them to do. And we get out of the way, and great things happen. We had a guy who lost his son in a tragedy. It was a tragic death for his child, and he has just been grieving. And a friend of his said, what if you give? You know, what if maybe that will help you in your grief? And he had means. He had a good amount of money. And one day he just came in our office and said, I'm thinking I'm going to try this. And that money that he gave went to build a house for a woman and her two children,
wow.
one who is completely handicapped. And this house was handicapped accessible for her child. She used to have to carry her child in the apartment because her wheelchair didn't fit inside the apartment. But now, today, she is owning a home that is handicapped accessible, and her wow. daughter can move about freely in her wheelchair. All because this guy said, you know, I'm going to give,
mm-hmm.
Even though I'm struggling in some ways of my life, what if I gave what I have so that someone else doesn't have to struggle in their lives? And that's amazing, mm-hmm. too.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. He took a step of faith and trusted God to use it.
Yeah, and I think that kind of generosity evokes a great sense of responsibility mm-hmm. on the behalf of our ministry, you know, mm-hmm. this ministry called Habitat. I say our, I mean the community, you know, all of us. And so, you know, being able to use those funds directly to make a tangible difference. I'm coming mm-hmm. back to that, too. I keep
sure.
circling back around, but it's all
that's
the same beautiful thing. And so being able to accept that with humility, and then turn it right back around into something that becomes this beautiful story. I mean, that's why I think people love to get involved mm-hmm. with Habitat, because they see that full cycle
sure.
of investment and reward, and that's just a beautiful story of generosity and responsibility.
And seeing lives changed locally. You know, right,
yeah, right here.
Many times mm-hmm. when you give money, you're not always sure, okay,
right.
where is this money really going to?
Yeah.
And here we're seeing that God is using it right here locally. You can actually see
yeah.
that it's being used as it was supposed to, and lives
right.
are being changed because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to God at Work on WMPQ The Light. I'm Jan Markowitz. My guest is Kevin Miller, and he is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Habitat for Humanity Central Ohio and Restore. And Courtney Brown, she is the Family Partnership Director. Now, I know that God also works in your life, and it was no accident that both of you are where you're at this time. So I'd like to hear from both of you. I'll start with you first, Kevin. How God led you into this position, how you could see his hand.
Oh, my. This is a loaded question for me. I've been in ministry for a long, long time, and at one point I lived in England. I was a student minister over in Birmingham, England for 4 years with my wife, Leah. We started a student ministry there, and our son was born there. We have one son, and he was born in England while we were still serving over there. Came back and got into creative arts and directing that, art direction, that sort of thing. And, you know, I just felt, you know, like we felt a tug to move to England to do student ministry. We just felt like it was time to change it up, and that there was another chapter. And, you know, I took a little bit of a step of faith. I didn't know exactly what was going to be coming down the road. And then, you know, within a matter of days, I got a call from Beth Lechner, who's the executive director of Habitat, and she wanted to talk about the possibilities of connecting there. And it was just, it was almost too easy to see how it all worked out and played out. And that's just, I think that's been the history of God in my life.
Sure.
You know, when I don't exactly know what to do next, you know, it's not like I'm disassociated from the decisions, but it just seems like an obvious path through an open door. Mm-hmm. And I don't take that for granted. I know that that's quite a blessing. Mm-hmm. Some people really have to struggle through every single decision, and that's just sort of how things go in mm-hmm. life. So I sit here today very, very grateful because I've sort of had this life where, you know, God has led me down these paths and through these doors that just seem obvious. And mm-hmm. Habitat for me is, as soon as I had that first meeting, and I it just was an obvious, please, I would love to do this mm-hmm. and be a part of helping families work to invest in their own futures. And so, you know, my title is sounds whatever, director of marketing and communications. But honestly, at the end of the day, you know, I see myself as a storyteller, and I get to experience that story myself first. And mm-hmm. it's a tremendous blessing to be able to tell the story of the families who partner with Habitat, and how, you know, shoppers, donors, and, you know, the mm-hmm. folks who invest in Restore are doing the same thing with mm-hmm. Habitat for Humanity. So all that to say, I guess it was an obvious sort of course, and I just kind of went along with it. And I think there's a lesson in there for me. The next time I start to get that feeling of what's next, God, not as far as occupation, because I'll tell you what, I want to be at Habitat forever.
That's great.
But you know, with the next decisions that come down the pike, I'm just gonna listen and follow and take the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step, and we'll see how we can keep growing this beautiful thing called Habitat.
And as you look back, of course, you can see how God was teaching you and preparing you for
Absolutely.
This position
Absolutely.
All along. He had that plan for you from the beginning of time.
Yeah, it feels that way today.
Yeah, he
honestly,
knows the plans.
Does.
That's great. And how about you, Courtney?
Yeah, so I lived in Cleveland after college for a few years, and I wasn't working in ministry at the time. And I remember getting this feeling that there was something else for me. There was something that I was supposed to do. And I got involved in my church, and I did family ministry, which is so ironic considering, well, maybe not. You know, God had a plan. He was preparing me. So I did student or family ministry, and I would teach these young people about God. And I loved working with their parents and teaching them these stories and these principles. And I did that for a year, and I was very insecure in that. I was very young. I was 22 years old, and I was leading this ministry at a megachurch. And I'm like, I can't do this. I'm like, God, this is too much. And in that year, God started to form in me a desire in my heart to continue in this path. And so when I was doing that type of ministry, I started to say, what if I could do this for a job? Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, there's no job that's not in the church that I can do. You know, I also have an administrative mind that I love. So I wanted to do administrative work, and I wanted to do ministry. And I personally hadn't seen it done in front of me outside of the institution that is the church. Mm-hmm. And so I was praying about it, and I was getting uncomfortable in my job at the time. And so God was starting to move me. And I'm from this area. So I would come back, and I met with Beth Lechner. And I remember my first meeting with her saying, God, you really gave me the desires of my heart. I can't believe that there's a place for me where I can talk about God, and I can help families, and I can pray with families, but also I can know about mortgages, I can know about construction, I can know about store hours mm-hmm. and merchandise, and this is the place that was everything to me. And it has grown me so much, and we're giving this opportunity to families to grow them. But honestly, and Kevin probably agrees with me, working at Habitat will grow you, it will purge you, it will make you come closer to God, look at yourself, evaluate where your motives are and your shortcomings, but also your gifts and the blessings that you have to offer this world. And I have just grown so much in my faith just being at Habitat in general, that I'm just thankful that God led me down this path. And it was hard. It was a decision that I didn't know was possible. And so what families are experiencing on the housing side, I was experiencing on the occupation side. And I know what that feels like, that somebody has created something that I fit perfectly mm-hmm. into, and I couldn't believe it.
Gee, I wonder who created that.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And who gave you that desire that you had in your heart?
God, yeah,
that's
it's
God.
I think
Gotta
the common
work.
Thread here, you know, with us, Courtney, you and me, and I think most people, is that it starts with a little bit of a prodding, you know, like this feeling in your mm-hmm. gut or this idea in your head. But then it takes, I think, a step of faith on everybody's part. When mm-hmm. you move into something like that, you've got to take this step, just like families take a step toward decent, affordable housing. And you know, like we take a step toward an opportunity to partner with Habitat as employment and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an awesome thing to take that prodding and turn it into action.
Mm-hmm. And boy, what action we're seeing. How many homes have you been able to build?
Almost 500.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and that's here in East Central Ohio. So
that is incredible.
You know, that's a lot of people who have decent, affordable housing today that didn't have it before. It's a lot of volunteers. It's a lot of donors. You know, we've got a saying at Habitat: it takes a lot of people, money, and prayer mm-hmm. to build a decent, affordable home.
Yes.
And 500 homes, almost. That's a lot of people.
That is.
A lot of money and a lot
really
of prayer.
Is. And tell us about your ReStore, because you get a lot of your money that way,
we
right?
We do. And you know that honestly, that's another place where we see God at work, because you know, a house to build costs about $75,000 for Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for $50,000 in sponsorship, whether that comes through a group of people, like we have interfaith builds, we have faith builds, we have community builds. You know, whether that's one donor, an individual who just really loves the idea of investing in Habitat, or it's an organization that wants mm-hmm. to invest that $50,000. That's the sponsorship level and the $75,000 cost. So that difference between what it costs to build the house and what it costs to sponsor the house is mm-hmm. made up by ReStore dollars and homeowner house payments.
Wow.
So, you know, homeowners mm-hmm. buy their homes. They're not given to them for free. They make those monthly mortgage payments on a zero interest mortgage. And those homeowner house payments and ReStore proceeds feed that additional money that we need between sponsorship and the cost of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit complicated, but does it kind of make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So, ReStore is a huge part of how Habitat builds and renovates these homes with families who need them. So we see it as a God thing when that ReStore is doing well, you know, mm-hmm. when donors are bringing in their home goods, their building supplies, the stuff that they don't want, the stuff that otherwise would be maybe destined for a landfill or just discarded.
Mm-hmm.
When the donors bring that in, when shoppers come in to buy these items for their home, I mean, they're getting a great deal, obviously, so
right.
it benefits them. But as well, that proceed money goes straight back into building homes. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, since our first ReStore opened in 2005 here in Canton, and we now have two, the proceeds, if you lump them all together, now there's a little bit of ReStore money in every house, but if you lump them all together, you know, it's built over 13 homes with families here locally.
It's amazing.
And that's just a huge deal. So it mm-hmm. is a big part, but that's another place where we think we would not see the success that we see there if God weren't involved in mm-hmm. in bringing in the shoppers, the donors, and the volunteers as well, who make ReStore happen with low costs.
And where is the ReStore located?
Yeah, we've got two here in Canton. So we've got one on Raff Road Southwest. Mm-hmm. That's where our ministry offices are as well. And we've got a ReStore on Cleveland Avenue. And both of them accept donations at their locations. They have really great stuff inside for your home, building supplies if you've got a big DIY project coming on. So.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things.
Yeah. I think one of the stories that I love about the ReStore, and, you know, working with families and marketing, of course, we see firsthand a lot of the ministry that takes place. But during a staff meeting maybe a couple years ago, one of the truck drivers spoke up and said, "This is how I feel like I'm doing ministry. I often am going in the homes of people to bring out their donations, and sometimes it's because someone has passed away."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there to console that person as we're moving those items out, but also sharing with them what this is going to do. And that's my ministry. And it's like, that is definitely ministry.
Yeah.
That's what we all feel, because you never know the sentimental value
right.
those items have, but letting that person know your couch or your table, your lamp, this is going to build houses for families, mm-hmm. for families who don't have it today. And maybe that softens that grief a little bit. And that's just how all angles are seeing the ministry. And that was a great story. Stuff that I don't get to see. I'm not on the trucks for the Restore. So it really encourages me as well that we are doing ministry all over the place in many ways.
And I love that the team at Habitat for Humanity and Restore, regardless of what purpose we serve there, there's a mission behind all of it. Mm-hmm. And I love that, you know, down to the drivers of the truck, you know, it takes all of us to do this. It's a team effort across the board, mm-hmm. but everybody's got, you know, that ministry mindset where this is about home ownership. This is about seeing families thrive where mm-hmm. before they had no chance of having a future so bright.
Right. Well, I think another thing that's wonderful about the Habitat Restore, how God uses that for people who can't afford to get furniture otherwise because it's so expensive. And I know you have different furniture and items like that at Habitat Restore that are reasonably priced.
Furniture, appliances, home decor, building supplies. You know, Habitat is a home building ministry. So if it's got to do with your home, chances are high we can take it, we can sell it,
okay.
that sort of stuff. So, yeah, and we actually have a donation hotline number for free pickup for
Good.
Larger donations. If I can give that real
sure,
quick.
Sure, absolutely.
330-915-5920. People can call that, and our drivers, the ones we were just talking about, can come and get that stuff. And who knows, they may even say a little prayer over your house.
Oh, there you go. Well, say that number a little slower
sure.
and say it one more time.
You got it. My pleasure. 330-915-5920.
Great.
That's our donation hotline.
Well, I hope you get a lot of calls,
Thanks.
A lot of
that
good responses.
Yeah.
What are some of the greatest needs right now, and how can we pray for you?
Great question. So on the ministry side, you know, Habitat for Humanity is always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people who want to give financially, and we're always looking for people who will pray for us mm-hmm. And with us. We need all of these things together. You know, like I've said a couple of times, it takes a lot of people, money, and prayer, and mm-hmm. those are the things that we're looking for. So if someone is interested in partnering with us in that way, our website is a great resource. It's habitateco.org, habitateco, ECO for East Central Ohio, mm-hmm. so habitateco.org, or our number is 330-915-5888. If you want to volunteer, if you want to give financially, if you want to pray for us and with us and let us know that you're doing that, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, it's a great work, and I'm just so thrilled that you're able to come in today and share with us how God has been working through Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, thank
it's
you
great.
Very much.
It's my pleasure. You're listening to WMPQ The Light 95.9, and this has been God at Work.